Lily Yang and Vu Li love to travel. A few years ago, on a trip to Taiwan, the Minnesota couple stumbled upon something truly tasty while wandering the brightly lit city streets during a night market. Lily Yang.
Once you eat it, once you have that first bite, it actually just melts in your mouth like fresh snow.
It's called Taiwanese Shaved Snow. Picture a block of ice infused with milk and pureed fruit spinning over whirling blades that shave thin flakes into a cup. Then it's topped with fresh fruit and drizzled with condensed milk. Vu Li.
And we came back to Minnesota, you know, and we're always thinking about it again. We're like, wow, why can't we have some here?
If they wanted to start shaving snow outdoors instead of shuffling numbers in a cubicle, they both work corporate jobs, Yang and Li would have to sell it themselves. So they bought the equipment, perfected recipes, and honed their snow shaving skills to create Lily Beans Shaved Snow. Li says all they needed then was a place to sell it.
Well, naturally, this product is from the night markets in Taiwan. You know, that's really where our products is valued. That's really where it shines. And so we decided to put it into the night market. That's a perfect fit.
As luck would have it, St. Paul's Little Mekong District, located between McCubbin and Gaultier Streets, launched the Twin Cities' first night market that summer. And the two introduced their Coconut Delight and Island Breeze flavors to Minnesota crowds. Audrey Park coordinates the event for the Asian Economic Development Association.
Well, it's inspired by Southeast Asian night markets. There's food, there's music, there's artists, and it goes on in Southeast Asia. It can go on until like 4 or 5 a.m.
When it opened last summer, organizers set up the Little Mekong Night Market in a parking lot. It turned out to be a welcome boost for the area's Asian-owned businesses hurt by light rail construction. Families came out to enjoy food and entertainment and to try something new. This summer, the Little Mekong Night Market expanded onto the street.
And the exciting thing about having it in St. Paul is we want to have kind of that Minnesota twist and bring people who might not be familiar with that culture into this world.
But night markets aren't always about revitalizing neighborhoods. Sometimes they're just about drinking beer and selling art. Across the river in Minneapolis, sisters Margie and Madeline Sigelko got the idea for a night market after a visit to a small street bazaar in New Orleans. Here's Margie.
It's just, they have this little teeny market. It's much smaller than this, maybe like 15 vendors. So you're just strolling around, drinking your hand, checking out artists, and then you can hear there's like different street musicians around, and it's like, I hate using the word organic, but it is.
The sisters called up Bauhaus Brew Labs in Northeast to use their space for the night market. Then they gathered local artists and craft vendors, booked some food trucks, and created a Facebook event. The internet did the rest.
I was sitting at home and it was in May, and there was like 78 people going on Facebook, and then on Monday it was like 1,000 when I woke up, and I was like, what is going on?
They figured they'd get a couple hundred people looking for something fun to do on a summer night. What they got was thousands and thousands of people.
Everyone's like, it's viral. I'm like, I don't know what viral means. Like, I didn't even want to use Facebook for this. Like, I wanted it to just be like grassroots, community, like postcards, you know?
Warren Peterson loved it. He's a painter of pop culture images featuring Clint Eastwood, Jerry Garcia, Christopher Walken. He sold a bunch of stuff, including high-priced paintings of nature scenes.
Starving artist is a real thing. I live it every day, but, you know, this is what I love to do. And it's not necessarily about becoming rich and famous. It's about doing what I like to do in life.
Margie Sigelko, the older sister who came up with the idea for what became a surprise hit in Northeast, is also trying to do more of what she likes to do in life. But the sisters admit their art-centric event isn't a traditional night market.
In retrospect, I would have not called it a night market because I've been to Asia, I've been to Asian night markets, and they're very different than this. But we can't change it because we have a sweet logo and everybody knows about it now.
It was more focus on a market at night.
At night.
For Vu and Lily, word of mouth and the Little Mekong night market scene has taught them people really do want snow in the summertime. Some are even requesting new flavors.
I think the community is so hungry for something like that, to really connect, you know, to bring everyone together, and not just to bring them together, but to really, you know, share their food and their flavor and to share their culture with each person.
Whether your passion be frozen in a block of swirling ice and topped with fruit, or spread across a canvas of pop culture in greens or yellows, chances are pretty good you'll find what you're looking for at a night market. For KFAI, I'm Noel Clark. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.